today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel headlines, the Terminator has christened his namesake museum in his hometown in Austria.
We'll take you on a walking tour of Sacramento with a special twist.
We're giving you the opportunity to win a $50 gas card today by showing off your tourism expertise.
And Mark is here to bore you to tears talking about all the places that he's been and I haven't. Wait a minute, I think that's a misprint here. Mark is here to fill your ears, should I say, with recommendations about great places that he's visited.
All that and Tom's last day as co-host today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks.
Now on the roof.
Six.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. Welcome to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano. Across from me, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome. It's a wonderful Sunday, even though I still have rats in my garage, which is another story altogether. I swear, Mark, you know, you're off to Hawaii in vacation, and Tommy's got the little paper mask thing on and the goggles. Yes, I actually wear goggles, and, you know, I feel like a cartoon.
Folks,
in my gloves, trying to get rid of these stupid rats in my garage.
If you could have heard the story before we went on the air of Tom Romano finding the large rat in the box.
I found him in the box.
At the top of the garage. Yeah. And Tom... Tom not being smart enough to close the garage door so that when he took the box with the rat outside the garage and the rat ran out of the box, where did he run, Tom?
He ran back in the garage. It ran right in front of the cars, and my neighbor said, yeah, well, it looks like the rat's gone back
and
into the garage.
And where was your wife during all of this, rat?
In the second story window, looking out, going, there's the rat. We have a refrigerator out in the garage where you go get sodas and stuff. Would you go give me a soda out of that garage?
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, if you could sell tickets to watch this, I'm sure it would have been an amusing.
I really should be shooting some video and putting it on my blog or on travelguysradio.com, and we would go viral. I guarantee it.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, a lot of stuff in the travel news. Let's bring on the Mark Hoffman quartet. Ladies and gentlemen, as we swing into the travel news for Sunday the 9th.
Yeah, Amtrak is more popular than ever, but during its fiscal year that ended September 30th, Amtrak carried more passengers than during any year in its four-decade history. In fact, U.S. train travel is enjoying a remarkable surge in popularity everywhere, it seems, except in the halls of Congress. Even as Amtrak posts its largest numbers ever, the federal funding that keeps it alive is on the verge of being slashed. House Republicans seem to have targeted state-supported rail, said an Amtrak spokesperson, referring to the 15 programs in which Amtrak partners with state governments to provide local train service. That could mean the loss potentially of the Sacramento-San Francisco Capital Corridor service, as well as the San Joaquin Valley trains. Amtrak says those state-supported routes are where a huge chunk of their increased ridership is occurring.
I love Amtrak. I would be, and I know a lot of people would be very disappointed. I really think that the rail is the way to go.
It is a great way to go to San Francisco. Yeah. I go there by train more often than I do by car now. There are up to like 16 departures a day, so you can basically, except for the very middle of the day, is like every 2 hours. But other than that, it's about every 50 minutes all day long. And I can't imagine a better way, especially if you're traveling by yourself, which most people are. Just the cost of the gas and the tolls and the aggravation would be about the same. And the Amtrak is very efficient. Anyway, the Governator, our very own Arnold Schwarzenegger, has his own museum.
Schwarzenegger, I like
not
that.
Schwarzenegger, not here in Sacramento, but in Austria. Hundreds of fans brave driving rain and chilly autumn temperatures to feed Austria's most famous living son at the museum, located in the two-story, and this is T-H-A-L. I'm going to pronounce it Thal. Okay. Village house where Schwarzenegger was born. The museum is located in the southern part of the country. Outside the entrance, the actor unveiled one of seven bronze statues he had commissioned in his likeness. The 8-foot statue depicts the young bodybuilder during his Mr. Universe days. The museum includes his first barbell, the metal bed that he slept on as a youth, several life-size Terminator models, and his desk from the governor's office.
Now, do you have that on the agenda for sports leisure vacation?
No, we
travel
don't.
In the near future.
I did ask Ryan to put a link to it on our website so people could look to it if they want to.
Good enough.
All right, so you're flying on an airplane, and the one thing you're thinking of, you know, some planes now, Tom, have got the TVs in the back of the seat. You know, Frontier's got it, JetBlue's got it, Continental has it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've now invented a tray table that has a tablet computer in it.
Wow.
Yeah, could be coming to an airplane tray table near you. You know that ugly and often dirty airplane tray table?
Yeah, the one that the gal next to me changed her baby on 15 minutes ago.
Exactly. Well, they've unveiled this week at the 2011 Aircraft Interiors Expo in Seattle. It includes an Android tablet with a 9-inch screen that can be viewed through a clear section of the table when the tray is in an upright position.
Speaking of stuff and new things on planes, my daughter flew cross country with I can't remember. I might have been JetBlue, but at any rate, they had Wi-Fi capability and so forth, mm-hmm. and that was huge to be able to get her iPad out and watch a movie. And
well, you know, they're talking. I didn't put in the news today, but since you brought it up, they are talking about the fact that putting TVs in the backs of the seats is not going to be the in thing for airlines, because when everybody has the Wi-Fi potential, everybody will want to use their own gadget, not the gadget that the airplane has.
Yeah.
So kind of an interesting evolution going on. Speaking of which, airplane apps are expanding. Airline passengers are already able to check into flights, download boarding passes, select a seat on the go, and keep an eye on the upgrades list thanks to recent evolutions in smartphone technology, and the options just keep growing. A global industry-wide airline IT trend survey shows that more than 90% of the airlines are increasing their investment in mobile capabilities to ease the hassles of getting through the airport and improve the in-flight experience. In a not-too-distant future, you'll probably be able to rent a car, pay bag fees, and find the nearest airport bar through your airline's smartphone app.
About half of those I already do.
Yeah.
there's a thing called Around Me.
Around
Me. And it'll tell you where the nearest bar is around me or the grocery store or where I can get a hamburger.
You know, I mean, maybe we should have a program, dedicate a program in a few weeks just to phone apps. I mean, I know for some of
our certainly audience, phone apps that do for traveling.
For travel.
And then, of course, we had the gentleman on not too long ago that gives you the opportunity to locate different events and things within the Sacramento region, or for that matter, all of Northern California.
Well, and to some of folks out there, will never own an iPhone, or will never know what an app is in their life. But the numbers of people who do is growing. So, something to think about. Anyways, the TSA on Tuesday unveiled the latest trusted traveler program meant to expedite screening at U.S. airports. If you remember, there was a private company that tried this for a few years after 9/11 and weren't able to stir up enough business to survive. The TSA is going to do this now. To start with, it's just on American and Delta flights out of Atlanta, Detroit, Miami, and Dallas. We'll keep you posted if that becomes available to folks in Sacramento. Anything that would get you through security without making the rest of us unsafe, I would be in favor of. Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville Casino is going for a margarita record.
And what kind of record would that be?
Well, it seems as though last October, Ricardo's, a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas, laid claim to breaking the record for the world's largest margarita, 7,500 gallons, using more than 6,000 bottles of tequila and triple sec. It was in a 14-foot-tall tank holding 7,500 gallons of margarita, which poured 80,000 12-ounce servings. And next Saturday, Jimmy Buffett's new Margaritaville Casino at the Flamingo Resort in Las Vegas is going to pour on the tequila to try to top the record.
All right.
Next Saturday.
All right. I'll bring a straw.
Bring a straw. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your travel news for today.
All right. And we are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Got a lot of fun stuff going on here in the next 45 minutes. Mark, what are we doing after the break?
Well, we're basically going to give the program today over to our listeners. We have one guest at the end of the program who's going to tell us about some great walking tours in town. But for the next two segments, for those of you who are contest, freaks out there, this is your opportunity to win a $50 gas card. If we have a list here, and I'm not going to tell you where it was published because then you'll go online and you'll find it. And I don't think you will find this one, so I'm not too worried about it. But it's a list of the world's most popular tourist destinations by the number of people who visited them last year. And so for the person who can call in and tell us in the next 30 minutes or so who can pick the highest number on that list, we'll win
the
gas card.
The most popular.
If you hit number one, obviously you'll win, and then we'll give another gas card to the person who gets the next highest number. But anyway, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. After the break, if you think you know the most popular tourism attraction in the world for 2010, you can win a $50 gas card. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530.
Okay, and we'll be taking those calls right now, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Welcome, children. Take that Route 66. Go ahead and make that phone call now. Mark, what's the numbers?
921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530.
And what are we looking for?
We have a $50 gas card. We're looking for the most popular tourism destinations in the world. Now, we need to tell folks that this is a place. These are places within a city. For example, the Railroad Museum in Sacramento, as opposed to Sacramento.
Got it.
So that's how this list was comprised. And the person who gets who either hits number one or picks the highest on the list between now and quarter of three will win the $50 gas card. So that's easy. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530.
And since I lost your opening music for the Traveler Update, we're going places. Join us today. Here's Mark with the Traveler Update for today.
Who needs it?
Yeah.
Who needs a slogan? It's your Sports Leisure Travel Club update for Sunday, October the 9th. You can check out our ad in the Living Here section of today's Sacramento Bee or visit our website at sportsleisure.com for a complete listing of all the tours and vacations Sports Leisure offers. If you are a mature traveler, particularly if you are a single mature traveler looking for a place to call your travel home, look no further. Sports Leisure Vacations. Yep, that would be it. Sports Leisure Vacations has been taking people places since 1979.
Sorry.
That's all right. For the last 32 years, we're proud supporters of the community and even prouder of our A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Today's Lucky Travel Club members are, it would help if I had those names in front of me.
Tom Romano.
No, no.
And wife Stephanie.
No. It is Richard Kessler and Kevin White. Richard Kessler and Kevin White. If you are, by, there's a lot of Kevin Whites out there, I'm sure. If you're a member of the Sports Leisure Travel Club, you have until the close of business Tuesday to call our office and claim $100 in tour cash just for being a listener of the Travel Guys, Richard Kessler and Kevin White. To get your free trial Travel Club membership, just go to sportsleisure.com or call us Monday at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687.
Okay, and let's see. You're closest to all those fancy buttons over there.
We have a truckload of people on the phone line here.
Let's do it.
So let's just start off and take Lori in Sacramento. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Travel Guys. All right, Lori, take a shot at this. What do you think is the most popular, the most visited tourist destination in the world?
I'd say Disneyland.
Which one?
In Anaheim.
Disneyland in Anaheim is number 9 on the list with 15 million visitors last year. So Lori, if nobody guesses higher than 9, you'll be our winner. So don't go away anywhere. We've taken your phone number.
Yeah, she's going to get to her phone number and name Lori, and we'll keep track of you.
Lori,
okay?
can we ask you a question?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Have you listened to the Travel Guys before?
Yes.
Is there any part of our program that you particularly like, or a guest that you'd like to hear have us have on again? Or
I can't think of anybody offhand.
Is there a subject that we haven't covered that you've been dying to find out more about?
No, I can't think of any right now.
Well, outstanding. Well, if you do, you send Mark an email to travelguysradio.com.
Thank you, Lori.
It's your good job.
Okay. Thank you, Manir.
Appreciate it. Lori has picked out the number 91, Richard in Davis. Can you do better?
I hope so.
All right. Which one do you think is the most visited tourist destination in the world?
Well, I just wanted to say I hope I'll be better than Tom will on catching rats.
Hey, we'll talk after the show. I could use your help.
I have a service that comes and does that for me. Thanks.
Well, you know, I have a service, too, but they said they were going to poison the rats and they would die in my garage and smell.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, my wife didn't think so.
No, she didn't think so.
Okay, what do you think is most popular destination?
The Napa Valley.
The Napa Valley. Wow.
Yep.
This isn't just California.
This isn't just California. Yes, it is the whole planet.
Okay.
There are 50 names on this list, and Napa Valley did not make the list.
Oh, all right.
There are three California ones, but not Napa Valley.
Okay.
Richard, have you been a Travel Guys listener for a while?
On and off when we're in the car driving down the road.
So what do you like about the program, or not like?
Well, I enjoy all the tidbits that you give.
All right.
Is there a particular subject of travel that we haven't covered that you'd be interested in, Richard?
No, I can't think of anything right now.
All right. Thanks, buddy. You have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for being a listener, Richard. Andy is in Citrus Heights. Andy, what do you think is the world's most visited tourist destination?
I would say Disney World in Florida.
You would say Disney World in Florida.
Number eight.
You are now the reigning champion. They are the eighth most popular tourism attraction on the planet. They beat Disneyland by about 1 million visitors last year.
16,972.
Oh, our statistics man over here, the rat man. it's handling
rat boy.
The rat boy. Hey, Andy, you're a Travel Guys listener. What do you like, dislike about the program? Give us some helpful hints here.
Well, what I would like to see you guys do more of are day trips out of Sacramento, places within a short distance out of Sacramento, because there's a lot of things to do out here, but just trips out in Sacramento, but close enough to make it a day trip.
All right.
Great idea, Andy.
Great idea.
We'll do that.
You know what we'll do? Thanks for listening, Andy. We'll go to our guy Rob we'll get Rob on the road in here. That's what we will do.
There you go.
From KVIA Channel 6. All right. This is kind of fun. What we're doing is we're taking phone calls from listeners. We're trying to identify the world's most visited tourist destination by numbers from last year. And what we're looking for, it is a place within a city. So we're looking for a place within a city, and our next caller is Christine from Lincoln. Hi, Christine.
Hi there.
What do you think? You've got to get higher than number eight, which was Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Times Square in New York City.
You think Times Square in New York City would be number one?
Yes, I do.
Times Square would be
number one. Congratulations, my gosh.
How did you pull that one out? Now, the rest of the callers, don't go away because there's a second gas card here for the person who picks the next highest one on the list. So, but how did you pick this one, Christine?
Yes, I have an iPhone and I just Googled it.
And you found this, and this is a list from a fairly unknown magazine, so I'm guessing that maybe Times Square has come up on maybe more than one place, but
indeed, appears so.
39,200,000 visitors last year. So if you will stay on the phone, we will put you on hold because you have won one of our gas cards, and I put her on hold, I believe. Yes, I did. Okay. Christine and Lincoln, you have won one of our gas cards, and we will...
Just like that.
I mean, she Googled it. Now, you see, I thought I had a Google-proof list.
No, not only that, she Googled it on her phone.
On her phone, yes. Okay. But Times Square, you know, that might be fairly easy. I'm thinking, but can somebody come up with the number two?
Number two. Anybody can find number one by Googling, but can they find number two?
Let's see who we got. Carl is next here. Carl is calling in. Carl, welcome to the Travel Guys. What's your guess on the most visited tourist destination?
I believe the Eiffel Tower.
You believe the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower.
I don't see it on the
list.
Boy,
it's not on the – would you believe it's not on the top 50 here?
Wow.
Wow. It's – And the Disneyland in France is on the list, but not the Eiffel Tower. So thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thanks for being a listener.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's see if we can get a couple more here.
One more or so.
This looks like Zoraida. Am I saying that right?
Zoraida.
In Roseville. Hi, Zoraida.
Hi.
Are you a regular Travel Guys listener?
No, this is the first time I'm listening to you.
Well, welcome. You must be on the road. You're hands-free, I'm hoping.
Yes, I am.
All right. So somebody has already picked off the number one tourist attraction, but we've got another $50 gas card here for whoever can guess higher than number eight, which is our next best guess. What do you think?
And then you mentioned Disney World and Ted's, and that's what I was going to guess, but that you made it sound like that wasn't in the top.
No, that's 17, actually.
17, okay. So I'm just going to take a wild guess. How about the Vatican in Italy?
The Vatican in Italy. That's a very interesting guess, but not correct. It's not on the list of 50. All right, we've got the news coming up here with the lovely Aaron is already in here. I would say harassing us, but Aaron would never.
Aaron is so much fun. I don't know. I bet you she says this to all of the shows. Our favorite show coming up
exactly,
next.
Exactly. She probably, I'm going to listen. She probably says that about Golf and Grape every week, I'm sure. But anyways, we missed Aaron last week. We had a very nice news fan, but we didn't have our Aaron. Coming up next, the news with Aaron, and then we'll be back with more guesses. If you're on the line, stay on the phone, and we'll get to you after the news. We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations right over there. I'm Tom Romano, and we're going to jump back on the phones and continue our little contest. Mark, looks like we got number one in the last break. Yep. Times Square, New York City, with over 39 million visitors in 2010.
What we're looking for is we have a list here. What we thought was a little known list, although one of our listeners has been able to find it.
Well, here again, she Googled.
She may not have found this list. She may just have found a list that showed that Times Square was indeed. That's very true. So what we have here is the top 50 tourism destinations in the world, specific destinations within different cities. And if you can tell us, number one has already been taken. The highest that the next guest we've gotten is number eight, which is Disney's Magic Kingdom in Orlando. So we're looking for number two through seven, someplace on the planet. So let's take some more phone calls, and then we will move on with the rest of our business. Let me see who's been on here the longest. Javier in North Natomas is next. Hi, Javier.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Do you have a guest for us on the tourism most visited tourist destination?
Yes, I would say National Mall and Memorial Park in Washington, D.C.
National Mall and Washington, D.C. You know what? There is a Washington, D.C. destination that is number three on this list, but it is not that one. And I would have thought that it might have been up there, but there is. But this is.
You've been there, have you not?
I have. This place I have been. I've been to where the place that Javier is talking about, and I've also been to the mall. So, Javier, thank you for your guest. Are you a regular listener, Javier?
Yeah, from time to time I do listen.
Is there anything, what would you like us to do more of on the show?
It'd be good, something that's local, something that's, within a budget for,
those reasonable price day trips that Andy mentioned,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that Andy came up with.
Well,
all right.
Okay, you listen, Javier. We'll be getting to that in the next few weeks.
We're on
okay?
top of it. Thanks for listening, Javier. Appreciate that. Let's go on down here to Gene in Sacramento. Hi, Gene.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How about a guess on the second most visited world tourist destination in the world?
Well, yeah, seeing as how somebody already took my number one guess.
Ah.
Well, that's because my folks are from New York. But I'll go with the other one I was going to throw out there, and that's Waikiki Beach.
Waikiki Beach. No. That's an excellent guess. In fact, I was just there yesterday.
Tough life,
yeah,
did
tough
you leave?
Life. Yeah, well.
Yesterday I was chasing rats in my garage.
Listen, yesterday I was, you know what I was doing yesterday? I was going through the neighborhood that our president grew up in Honolulu, mm-hmm. and mapping out a tour for our group that's going over there in a few weeks and making sure that we had everything all right and everything.
A working
I'm sure
vacation.
Gene doesn't care anything
thanks,
about that.
Thanks, Gene.
Hey,
sorry.
Gene, thanks for the call, Gene. All right. We appreciate it. Thanks for being a loyal Travel Guys listener. Christine is the next shot here on the phone. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
All right. We're trying to figure out, we're taking guesses on the world's most visited tourist destination. Somebody hit number one already. The next best guess is number eight. What say you?
I'm thinking with the wedding, Buckingham Palace for 2010.
Buckingham Palace. Oh, that's another really good guess, but it's not on the list. It's not on the list. Oh,
can you believe it? That's terrible.
That's awful.
Thank you for calling, my dear.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks for listening.
Barry in Sacramento, you're next up. What's the most visited tourist destination on the planet? Actually, the second most visited.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Barry.
Yeah, Barry, what's your guess of the world's most visited?
Yeah, Yellowstone National Park.
Yellowstone National Park. No. No, I'm thinking maybe if this was 20 years ago, that might have been it, but it's not on the list now. Your
all
first
right.
time listening to the program, Barry?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for the call. All right, Tony's in Wilton. We're going to take two more here. Tony in Wilton, what do you got, buddy?
Not much. I'm going to go with Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Okay, now I will tell you there's a place in Las Vegas that's on this list, but we need the specific place.
Yeah, something more than Las Vegas. Las Vegas something.
Oh, Las Vegas something. You mean a particular...
A place in Las Vegas.
A place in Las Vegas. Oh, golly, let's see which... hang on there. I don't know. Paris.
The Eiffel Tower at Paris, which wasn't on the list for the first guy. No, I'm sorry, Tony, it's not. If you'll hang on for just a moment, though, we will tell you where in Las Vegas it came on. There is a place in Las Vegas on the list. We have one more call. Donna in Sacramento, can you give us something higher than number eight?
The Washington Monument.
No, the Washington Monument isn't there. So it looks like our number eight call is going to be our highest guesser. Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna. Yeah, Andy with Disney World's Magic Kingdom in Orlando. And go ahead and clarify in regards to Vegas.
In Vegas, what we're looking for was a Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
It's here's the top 10. Times Square, Central Park. Is right up there. Washington, D.C., not the mall, but Union Station, the train station in Washington, D.C. is number three.
Niagara Falls, number five.
Yeah, and another train station, Grand Central Terminal in New York City, is sixth. A wonderful historical marketplace, Faneuil Hall in downtown Boston, is seventh. And then we had the two Disney parks. And then our first international one comes in at 10, the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul.
You know, I think you mentioned, Mark, that the people that put this list together, there was a place that was even more popular than Times Square, New York, but it didn't qualify under the guise of a tourist attraction.
Travel and Leisure magazine are the people who put this together. We kind of kept that a secret because we didn't want you all to do what one lady already figured out. And that is, yeah, they put together, they said... this wouldn't be their definition of a tourist attraction, but if it was, it would have been at the top, and that was Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's Mall of America with
40 million visitors. 800,000 more than Times Square last year. So go figure, you know, Mall of America. So speaking of visiting, I've been running all over the country. For a month.
Yes.
Yeah, all over the place.
Well, okay.
And Cape Cod. Notre Dame football game that almost got wiped out, you know.
Drysdale's place in Hawaii, which...
real quickly here. Let me give people some... This is Mark's top tips from travel for the last month. Places to stay, places to eat. If you're in Chicago, go to the hotel... Stay at the Hotel Seneca. It's an independent, unknown hotel down by the water tower. It's got a terrific location and a great price. It's probably one of those hotels that pops up occasionally on some of the discount lists because it isn't as well known. But Hotel Seneca in Chicago, terrific spot. Another hotel if you're traveling in a major city in Chicago. I mean, in Boston, I would strongly recommend the Embassy Suites Hotel at Logan Airport. Wonderful staff. Right, very close to the airport property, only a couple of miles away, and of course of all of the Embassy Suites extras, and I found that to be a really outstanding hotel. Also, another observation from Cape Cod. I thought that Nantucket Island was a lot more friendly and enjoyable and entertaining than Martha's Vineyard. Just, you know, just kind of that one man's opinion sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And a couple of other things. If you're in Provincetown, which I really recommend if you're ever going out to the Cape, that is really a beautiful place to stay. And the Surfside is the hotel that we use, and I would recommend it. Not, there are lots and lots of bed and breakfasts there in P-Town. The Lobster Pot restaurant is absolutely the best place to go. And if you go to the Lobster Pot, go upstairs. It's never as busy upstairs as it is downstairs.
What great stuff. What
yeah,
else
well,
you got
I'm
for
just,
me?
You know, trying to throw in a few things. Hey, okay. Listen, from the National Road Tour.
All righty.
We were out on the National Road the week before last. Chris Galloway and I were working on a tour for next year. That is going to be just wonderful, by the way. If you like classic highways and American history and stuff, you owe it to yourself. Go to sportsleisure.com and check out our National Road trip for next year.
You got Route 66. You got the Lincoln Highway. How does it stack up?
This is what we do. It's a wonderful history. It's a road that wasn't built for automobiles. It was built for the horse and buggy. It was a westward movement. It was authorized by Thomas Jefferson, you know, the guy who authorized Lewis and Clark and the Louisiana Purchase, all that kind of stuff. By the way, from that National Road trip, one hint I'll share with people, because when we ask folks about hotels on this show, Hampton Inn scored very high. And that told me, I think, something about people in Sacramento and the types of hotels they like. If you're ever traveling in the Midwest, there's a chain called Drury Inn, D-R-U-R-Y, Drury Inns, which is a family-owned chain. And it's very similar to Hampton Inn quality. And it's they have free breakfast. And
I was going to say, if Mark likes
beer and
it,
wine
it's
going to
be a free breakfast.
And they're wonderful hotels with terrific prices in great locations. Drury Inns, highly recommended.
Okay.
Couple of quick Hawaii tips. They closed Drysdale's restaurant on the Big Island. The best burger spot on the Big Island for 25 years, served its last burger in May. I am burgerless on the Big Island. So if anyone knows of a good spot for a burger on the Big Island, I have a group going there in a few weeks, and I now need a burger spot. TravelGuysRadio.com, and you could I'll make sure you get one of those gas cards if you give me one of the
Watch out, Five Guys will be showing up.
Well, you think so?
I do.
Chuck's Steakhouse in Hawaii enjoyed a wonderful dinner there. They have a little cellar location underneath Round Table Pizza in downtown Waikiki. Those of you who remember Chuck's from Town and Country Village here, it's a great place. Great hotel to stay in if you're in Honolulu, the Prince Kohio Hilton, also known as the Hilton Waikiki. It's a block off the beach, kind of more of a business-oriented hotel. A lot of flight crews stay there. You know, Tom, when you're going to restaurants, you look for where the truck drivers are eating.
Right.
When you're looking for hotels, look for where the airline crews are staying, because that's always a good sign. And I also wanted to give a little plug for La Palme d'Or, which is a incredible little bakery at the Ala Moana Shopping Center that has the best cream puffs you have ever eaten in your entire life. So how's that for a
great stuff?
A few little recommendations from things on the road. We've got some business that we need to take care of, and then we've got a lady who is here in studio to talk about tours of our very own city, something that folks were talking about earlier in the program.
Excellent. All that coming up right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. We are the Travel Guy. Mark and I are pointing at each other. Who's going to go first? I'll go first. You know what? When I get ready to go someplace, I usually call Mark. When Mark gets ready to go someplace,
I call John Holloway.
John Holloway.
Yes, absolutely. From Holloway Travel Outfitters over on Fulton Avenue. Because John has a travel store that has got just about everything in it. I mean, it is the Walmart of travel stores. And if he doesn't have it, he can order it for you. In fact, you don't even have to go into his store, because you can go to packinglight.com and you can see whatever, all of the cool stuff that he has available there. In fact, right now, we talked about this last week about the indispensable black dresses that are half off. But if you go into Holloway Travel Outfitters, tell them that you listened to us on the Travel Guys. You heard about John's store there.
John's store, so you'll know, has the brand named stuff, the highest quality Samsonite. You've got High Sierra, Skyway, you name it, Swiss Army. Yeah, it's all at
Columbia Sportswear.
Travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, was there something else about Holloway Travel that we were going to say before I accidentally stepped on myself?
Just that Holloway Travel has always been a good show, a good friend of this program, John Holloway has, and you can check out his website at packinglight.com.
That was one of those rats that I brought with me that jumped into the computer and made it go like that. Stepped on one of the buttons. Sorry about that. Okay, we got a special guest. If we want to bring her in, you know, we forgot to go get our guest.
We were so busy here during the break, and we've had so much going on. Hey, you know what? While we're waiting for her to get set up here, Tom, I had a special thing that I was going to tell folks about here. Did you know they're starting to put ads on control towers? In Medford, Oregon, they're talking about putting an ad on the side of the control tower in order to increase revenue. I thought that was...
long as it's not an ad that the pilot might be interested in seeing while he's coming into land.
I thought that was kind of cute. And also, I want to tell folks that all of the hotel chains are doing fall promotions. So if you have any kind of loyalty thing, any type of loyalty card, you're a Hilton Honors member or Marriott Rewards or whatever, it would behoove you to go to their website. Delta's got a special promotion now that gets you elite miles and Hilton and stay credit. So just about everybody, travel is soft in the fall, and just about everybody is working hard to get you into their hotel. So particularly hotels, look for those deals. Also, remember with airlines, we talked about the best time to buy an airline ticket, and we always told you it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, now we've kind of revised that a little bit. Wednesday, Thursday are probably the very best days to take advantage of the best prices on airline tickets. In fact, anytime after midnight on Wednesday.
My wife goes, hey, there's this thing called Kayak.
Yeah, kayak.com. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for listening to our show. Okay. Well, we have our special guest in the studio today. Mark, why don't you, first of all,
Lisa, why don't you tell folks who you are and what it is that you do here in Sacramento that brought you to the Travel Guys today?
All right. Well, my name is Lisa Armstrong, and I'm the owner and founder of Local Roots Food Tours. We are based out of Sacramento, California, and we lead food tours, culinary and cultural tours.
Since March.
Sacramento, since March of 2006.
Just brand new.
Yep, brand new.
Have you lived here a long time, or is this something that you just came to Sacramento and got enthralled with the city?
We've lived here quite a few years, and I'm a chef and been for 13 years. Wanted to put something together. I saw it in Seattle, Washington, on a tour, and fell in love with it and thought I'd create something like that in downtown Sacramento.
Now, we're going to tell folks, I'm sorry, Tom, I didn't mean to step on you there. We're going to tell folks, because while we talk about this, all the information on your tours is at travelguysradio.com. So you can go there, even if you're out driving around now, just remember when you get home, travelguysradio.com, and you can find out about the tour. So you started in March. And you're offering a couple of different types of tours.
We do. We have three types of tours, two in Sacramento. We have the City of Trees and also the Origins of Sacramento. And both of those are located downtown, two different areas.
Are they walking tours?
They are walking tours. We walk about 2 miles, all flat, under nice shade trees in our City of Trees. And we go to at least 6, if not 7, different restaurants on our tour.
Walk us through one of your tours, the downtown tour. Where do we begin, and where do we stop, and what do we do there?
We start at Morgan's Restaurant, which is a hidden gem inside of Sheraton Grand Hotel. And that is a farm-to-table. We meet with our tours. We meet with the chefs or the sous chefs or pastry chef, which is kind of a neat feature. Mm-hmm. So we have a signature dish there, and then we journey back into Alkali Flats, which is the most historical and oldest neighborhood in Sacramento. Some wonderful architecture. We talk about a lot of unique stories and some just things off the wall, some fun facts, and just kind of learning about our neighborhoods.
That sounds like just right up my alley. Sounds like off the beaten track Sacramento.
Absolutely. We journey back into Alkali and Mansion Flats and have some mom-and-pop eateries. People that have lived there 20 or 30 years didn't know these places existed, and we get to meet some really neat owners that have a passion for what they do. And we're about bringing awareness to the cuisine in these back roads in Sacramento.
So, kind of like wine tasting. You get a little bit here and a little bit there. Not so much that you can't enjoy the next stop, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, a little behind-the-scenes look at some of these restaurants and the kitchens and such?
Yes. We have the chefs come out, and they really talk about what they're passionate about. We learn about what farms in the Sacramento area that the food is coming from, which really connects the community to what these restaurants are trying to do with our local agriculture.
And based on all your experience as a chef for a number of years, you've hand-selected these locations.
I did. I took about 3 months to go door to door and just kind of read reviews and then go in and meet the owners, go in and meet the chefs and find out what they're passionate about. And if it was about fresh local ingredients, which I'm very true to, that's when they started talking about getting them on the tour.
You know, Tom, this is one of the reasons that when this came up, I have to tell you, the way that I found out about you is that the goldstar.com folks have been guests on our program, the Half Price people, and your tour was offered at a special rate, and I saw it on there, and I thought, wow, that is just really incredible. Not only is that a terrific price, but I think it was half price, and so that's what encouraged me, but because our own company has had a lot of success, and I find myself defaulting when I'm on the road now to the Food Channel, and they are running drive-ins, diners, and dives about 6 hours a day. And for some reason, that's just my kind of food, you know.
Right, right.
And our company created an overnight trip to Sonoma using some of those places, and it sold out.
Yeah.
So there is a tremendous – this whole internet wave and the whole cable TV thing of getting us to places that – that we wouldn't otherwise have known about, have created a whole group of people now who are much more aware.
Absolutely.
Of what's available to them.
Yes.
And they want people who can connect them with those, who can provide the conduit to get them to those farm to table type places.
Absolutely. That's what we're passionate about, and that's probably the biggest thing that I hear out of people on the tour, is that they've lived downtown or in the local area, and coming back and actually realizing the cuisine in Sacramento and that there's so many that offer the fresh local ingredients that they're just inspired to come back down and start frequenting these restaurants.
Of course, you have the original Sacramento walking tour, the City of Trees food and cultural walking, and then there's the Gold Discovery food and tours in Nevada City. Now, is that a different flavor? Are we getting a little more barbecue going on there? What's up?
It's actually still the farm to table up in Nevada City. There's some wonderful cuisine up there, and very inspiring to go up there, learn their history and culture, but also meet some chefs that right out their back doors.
You know what?
Gardens.
After the program, Lisa and I are going to talk about how Sports Is Your Vacations. We'll be hiring her to take a group to Nevada City and experience this. So we will. That'd watch for the out. No, because I mean, this is what we do.
Yeah.
What we do and what you do go very well together.
Yes, they do.
We can't always do it in our own city because the cost of hiring a motor coach and stuff kind of makes it not the price non-competitive, but for some place like that. Speaking of pricing, I'm an advocate of telling people what things cost, so let's tell people, what do these tours cost when they are buying them retail?
Well, retail is $58 for an adult ticket, and that provides all the food, beverages, and we also have a discount coupon booklet that comes with that for you to go back into these restaurants and get even more savings.
Oh, nice.
And every once in a while, on particular days.
On particular days.
If you went to goldstar.com, that's GoldStar.com, you might be able to get a good deal.
Okay.
Okay. Shh. It's a secret. We wouldn't want to, you know, do anything that would kill the retail price.
That's
of things,
right.
But since that was where I found it, it really sounds, Lisa, like that you have really put some time and some effort into these trips. So I can assure you that we're going to get someone out there we're going to get one of our road reporters out there with you so that we can come back and report on this. Because if you were listening to the show earlier today and we were taking calls from listeners and asking folks, you know, what would they like to hear more of on the program, and what they would like to hear more of is local things that they can do that are not budget busters. And so I would suggest that what you are offering is right up those lines. And everyone loves to eat.
Everyone loves to eat. It's a great connection for everyone.
Yeah, if you can cook and talk too, that is absolutely the perfect combination. Lisa Armstrong, thank you very much for coming in today. Tom, anything that you want to add here? Any questions that you have?
I just want to say best of luck on your new venture. It definitely sounds like something that's going to be extremely popular.
Local Roots Food Tours. And if you go to travelguysradio.com, we've got the link right there for you. And you can join Lisa on one of her tours. Or dare I say, if you're a sports leisure traveler, watch your next newsletter, because we'll work that Nevada City thing out.
That sounds
you watch.
Great.
All right. Thank you. Lisa
Thank
Armstrong joining us today. So, Thomas, We are just a couple of minutes here from the end of another Travel Guys radio program.
We certainly are, Mark. And let's see, what do you have? What do we have on our docket for folks next week?
What do we have on our docket for next week? We're just going to kind of see what develops during the week. You know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've been on the road pretty much nonstop for a week, and I am getting two wisdom teeth pulled next week.
You're going for it, huh?
Yes, I've been putting it off for a long time, and I'm finally going for it. So probably by next weekend, we'll just be in here. My mouth will be sealed, and you'll be doing the whole show by yourself.
Yeah.
So tune in next week for when Tom does the Travel Guys.
It could happen.
And Mark mumbles a lot. If you're going out to the airport, I was out this morning. Everything seems to be running just very smoothly. Old terminal, the new old terminal doesn't look quite like it used to. Southwest has moved over into the new terminal now, so the airport is looking real good. Looks real nice out there. Things are just rolling smooth.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Mark, what do we always tell folks?
Remember, we are the Travel Guys, and an hour a week is all we ask. Have a good week. We'll see you next Sunday. Going places that I